USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Kamala Harris delivered remarks on Saturday to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Islamic terror attack. Harris attacked Americans and made the Muslims victims in her 9/11 speech.
We saw after 9/11 how fear can be used to sow division in our nation. As Sikh and Muslim Americans were targeted because of how they looked or how they worshipped.
On Friday, Biden marked the 20th anniversary by blasting Americans and praising Islam as the religion of peace. Novak Djokovic is one victory away from making history in professional male tennis. Following a semifinals victory on Friday, the Serbian native is now set to complete his quest and become the first calendar year Grand Slam winner in 52 years. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
An eyewitness describes the street scene to WNBC-TV as the South Tower collapses 20 years ago.
You mentioned that you saw people on the road outside of the building. Explain that scene.
I saw there's maybe about 30 or 40 people covered with bandages and blood. It looks like a lot of them were either on the floor of one of the exchanges. There's actually, oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
We're not sure exactly what happened, but it was another explosion on the far side of one of the buildings from where we're standing. The reverberation and another explosion on the right-hand side.
A jury in Colorado on Friday convicted former NFL player Justin Bannon of attempted first-degree murder, prosecutors confirmed. Jurors also found Bannon guilty of attempted second-degree murder and assault, the Boulder County District Attorney's Office said. Sentencing is scheduled to take place on November 5th. First-degree attempted murder has a maximum sentence of 48 years. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The fears of brutality by the Taliban are coming true. Mike Fortier has more.
More social media videos show the Taliban continues to act with brutality. Gunshots from a video that reportedly shows an unarmed prisoner being shot to death for allegedly being part of the Afghan military that fought with U.S. troops. Another video shows men getting whipped on their feet. Their alleged crime, playing cards. Also, the Taliban ordering all male employees to return to work tomorrow. Women, though, must stay home until the Taliban says a proper work environment is provided. No details on what that means. An Afghan reporter tweets that's similar to an order the Taliban issued 25 years ago when they first gained control of the country. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
New York gubernatorial candidate Andrew Giuliani rebuked defund the police activists on the eve of the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks, telling Newsmax that the officers being besmirched are the same people who would rush to rescue anybody in a similar attack today.
There's been this movement over the last few years to defund the police and really go after our first responders. I think it's so important to remember that if there was another disaster that happened today, you would have police, you would have firefighters, you would have the Port Authority, like they did on September 11th, coming in to rescue, whether you're white, black, Jewish, Christian.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.